that this latest Instagram from Lola Tilayeva Karimova is Karimova Tilayeva is correct. A cerebral hemorrhage, even if they keep him alive, he probably at his age will never be in shape to lead a country again. And so we have to consider now who's coming up next. It's time to bring up the succession question again. According to, I believe it's Article 96 of the Uzbek Constitution, power is supposed to temporarily pass to the chairman of the Senate, who at the moment is Nigmatullah Yuldashev, who practically nobody knows anything about at all, except he was the justice minister for a while and was there when they finally kicked out Human Rights Watch, for example, and he signed the order. But he's a political small fish, so he won't last very long, which means, and I'm sure right now there is some jockeying and some small battles going on behind the scenes to try to figure out who is going to succeed Karimov, and they're going to have to come up with somebody pretty soon, especially now that Karimov's daughter has exposed the nature of his medical condition. Certainly the two dominant clans that we would be talking about are Samarkand and Tashkent. Karimov himself, as we know, is from the Samarkand clan. So is Prime Minister Shavkat Mirziyoyev. But that said, Karimov has proven very good at balancing the power between the clans. And so we see that a lot of people who have powerful positions in the government are from the Tashkent clan. And I would name Rustam Inilyatov, who's the head of the National Security Service, and Rustam Azimov, who's the finance minister right now and long in politics in Uzbekistan also. You would think that, Inilyatov is the one you have to watch, not so much because I think he will be a successor. I don't. I can't really see him becoming president. On the other hand, without his support, you can't become president in Uzbekistan. He's so powerful that he's the one that's going to have the biggest say in who comes next.
So he's a kingmaker, you believe?
He is the kingmaker, absolutely.